Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
What will Iran look like 10 years from now? A young girl captured in a cover shot in Time magazine this month seems to stare longingly into a future where she might live in a more secular, open Iran that's all about rich culture and commerce, not religion and nukes. Filmmaker Mazyar Bahari believes that change will come to Iran, but it will take some time.
As the recent tragedies in other countries in the neighborhood, in Libya, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, have shown, sudden changes, overnight changes are not good for countries. The only way that you can have sustainable change in countries is through gradual change, sometimes through excruciatingly slow changes. And it's just mind-boggling for me that people who supported the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, they are against this nuclear deal with Iran, and they are advocating attacking Iran. And they're just giving the airtime again to advocate another war with another Muslim Middle Eastern country.
Mazyar Bahari is a journalist who spent 118 days in an Iranian prison covering Iran's 2009 elections, an experience that got him a part in Jon Stewart's satirical movie about press censorship, Rosewater. He says hardline Iranian authorities have targeted journalists since the passing of the Iran nuclear deal, a deal which once again has exposed just how fearful the Iranian clergy seems to be of secularization of any kind. Mazyar Bahari founded the Journalism is Not a Crime campaign, an organization that fights against the unfair targeting and arrests of journalists in Iran.
Well, when I came out of prison, I realized what an amazing campaign my employer at that time, Newsweek magazine, and my friends all around the world had for me. And I promised myself to do the same thing for the for my colleagues, especially the colleagues inside Iran who are unknown to people around the world, whose names are very difficult to pronounce. At least people can pronounce my name somehow. But I didn't know that it was going to be such a difficult task, because when I was arrested in 2009, it was just the beginning of Iranian government's crackdown on journalists. Since then, at least 300 journalists have been imprisoned. Most of them have been released, but it's a revolving door. They arrest some people, they release some people. And recently, just last week, five journalists were arrested and on different charges. Even the president of Iran has objected to the arrest of these journalists.
What were the circumstances of your arrest?
They basically wanted to teach a lesson to a large group of journalists and filmmakers. And because I was a documentary filmmaker and journalist, they arrested me in order to show other journalists and filmmakers in the country what they can do. And that is very typical of the Iranian government, that they basically want to make an example of a person or a group of people. For example, with the arrest of these five journalists last week, the reason that the Revolutionary Guards arrested them was that they, as they said that they wanted to stop the infiltration of the American culture in the country. They said that the Americans, they want to change our way of life and through after the a nuclear deal. And these journalists, specifically these five journalists, they were agents, the infiltrators, American infiltrators inside our country. So through the arrest of these five people, they wanted to teach a lesson to a large group of people that if you approve the deal, if you talk about the great examples of the American culture, American films, American music, then this can happen to you as well. So we have to see what is going to happen to these five journalists, these five colleagues of mine.
Now, I'm looking at some of the language here, and it's all in English, not Farsi. It seems as though these individuals, or one of them, was arrested on the charge of trying to prettify the image of America?
Exactly.
Say the whole crime you've been accused of in Farsi.
Zibasazi chehre Amerika, prettifying the image of the United States.
I mean, that almost sounds like something that would end up on The Daily Show.
Basically, these governments, like the Iranian government, like the Egyptian government, Russian government, they provide material for the comedians, unwantedly, of course. They take themselves so seriously, and through taking themselves so seriously, they just look ridiculous.
Let's hear how Rosewater, the movie, treats some of these circumstances here.
I am a journalist. That's it. Nothing more.
Just a journalist.
Yes.
As a spy, I'm just trying to figure out why your country is so terrifying.
So can you tell me why just a journalist meet up with this American spy on the eve of the unrest?
He's not a spy.
He's not a spy?
No, it's a show.
It's a show?
A comedy show. It's stupid.
It's very stupid, yes.
As you were doing this film, it's funny, but does it feel funny to you?
It is funny with hindsight, but I have to say that many of the ridiculous things that happened to me in prison, they didn't end up in the book or the film because the editors of the book and Jon Stewart, the director of the film, they thought that it was too ridiculous to include them in the book or the film.
Would you say that Rosewater, the film, is in a sense Jon Stewart's statement of appreciation to the Iranian government for giving him so much material all these years?
It is that, definitely. I think he somehow appreciates all these dictatorships for providing material to him and other journalists, of course. It was also, maybe we can say, a love letter to many journalists around the world that John thinks that they are doing their jobs under very difficult circumstances, while many journalists in free countries, like in the United States, are not doing their jobs, even though they have all the freedom to that affords them to be able to do their jobs.
Mazyar Bahari is a journalist and documentary filmmaker. He's founder of the Journalism is Not a Crime campaign.